You know, these names are going to come into the limelight because those are our three vice presidents. That's the reason why they are coming. And the expectation of one of them to take over is there. It is being confirmed where the MDC part, it was agreed that the president, Richard Morton Sangirai, has a right to appoint and disappoint members of the standing committee. And that is why he eventually appointed Deputy Zulu and Deputy Chamisa. He was guided by that resolution, which was endorsed by the National Executive and the National Council of the MDC. One thing that we cannot do as a party is to be unconstitutional. The resolution of the 2014 Congress are now a constitutional. So we have to implement them in letter and spirit. If those resolutions to some people are wrong, unfortunately, we cannot change make resolution to suit individuals. We are making resolutions to suit the needs and wants of the Zimbabweans.
So, Dr. Sibanda, indications as per what Honorable Khumalo is saying is that Mr. Tsvangirai has got the right to actually choose a successor. What is your take on that?
I think that this is a confirmation that the MDC had become and has become a clearly undemocratic, slightly autocratic organization, in the sense that the principle of appointing and disappointing in a democracy must be reserved for the same person, the same group, or at least somebody who there must be recourse to that. To say that the MDC gave the Congress, the MDC Congress allowed a vice president to be elected, and that person can also be diselected by just one individual without cause, without any reason, is certainly an indication, if I understand correctly, certainly an indication of aspects, very important aspects of the MDC becoming just as bad as ZANU-PF ZANU-PF rules. In some instances, probably worse, because I think in ZANU-PF, you'd have to go through some process to disappoint a person who's elected. And I think it is certainly unfortunate. Having said that, I think it is absolutely appropriate for the people in the MDC to follow the rules of the MDC as they are in the process. I think the MDC must engage in a political process, not just a legal process, a political process of regularizing democracy and allowing the debate around succession to be always as broad as is possible.
So, Honorable Khumalo, what's your reaction to what Dr. Sibanda is saying? Saying the MDC has become worse than ZANU-PF in terms of this succession issue. So, what's your reaction to that?
Those are the rules of our party. Wrong or right, we have to follow them. Because if we don't, then no one is going to stop us from doing anything that is unconstitutional. Because every Christian and Hindu will wake up and do whatever they please. Those are the rules that we have. Those are the policies that we are given by the Congress. Wrong or right, we will follow them. So all what we are saying is we make those laws. No one is perfect. But those are the resolutions that were given by the Congress. Whether we want it or we don't, we have to follow it. Whether we are dictators, you can call us all names under the same, neither here nor there. The critical question or answer that we need to have is together with the political parties in the opposition. What do we do to remove ZANU-PF in power and restore the livelihood of Zimbabweans? Zimbabweans are suffering.
So now, in conclusion, Dr. Sibanda, what Honorable Khumalo is saying is that in the MDCT, power resides in one person, and that is Mr. Tsvangirai, in terms of, you know, some of these appointments. So maybe your argument actually falls off here. So let's get your reaction, Dr. Sibanda, on all that.
I think that the one thing that I am taking and that pleases me with the stance that Honorable Khumalo is taking is what I sense to be her insistence on lawfulness, constitutionality. and her advice, which would be my advice, that look, there may be problems with our laws, but the right way to go about it is to follow process, wait for the next Congress, raise the issue, call for an extraordinary Congress if there are such provisions. Look at how ZANU-PF was calling for an extraordinary Congress to regularize certain things. I think that is admirable. And I think that that's what a lot of Africa requires. It requires lawfulness even in the face of unlawfulness or in the face of dictatorial tendencies. We need to strengthen the tenets of the law, the tenets of constitutionalism.